This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're back! Yeah! And I got my guys with me. Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. It's still a four-man rotation, but Grandy's behind the glass. I didn't like it, but yeah, we needed him back there.
We can let everybody in on it. Everybody's sick.
Yeah.
Whole place sick.
He had his flu game.
We're not the Jordan flu game. You guys, right? Evan got... He got yanked?
Yeah, he got bullpen. Yeah. Like,
well, it happened to me.
Did Gabe Kapler come in here?
Infinite outcome.
We're going to have to make a move.
And I should probably be the one to say the crossover is brought to you by AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. You too can find out the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. 925-854-5140. Tell them Dib sent you.
Or tell them Guru sent you.
Or AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Where are you at right now, Goo, with the Abundant Life?
Down 18, Peyton Manning. Yeah, so I'm feeling good about it, and I'll look better tomorrow as I get a haircut today. They always say a haircut, you'll jump a few more.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm just leave that there. Yeah. So I'm juiced, and I just wish I would have called sooner because I do wonder, Dibs, could I have been down 30? Steph Curry, 30 now. But I'll be positive about the games.
Yep.
I got people asking, and I'm telling them where they can go, and you just told them. But it's been a game changer. Abundant Life Weight Loss, you've been a game changer.
And the beauty of this program is it's tortoise versus the hare. Like some programs, you could be the hare, and you could drop 28 pounds in 6 weeks, and then you're going to gain 17 of it back, and then the other 11 are going to come right back. But this program, it's like the tortoise.
Look at
you kind of just, you go through it. It's a pound of fat every day. If you follow along, I dropped 25 in 2 months, and Barry Bonds, and
nice.
You know, not that way. You know, I didn't want to make that correlation, but after I dropped the 25, you know, about 5 or 6 came back, and then I got more focused, and that 5 or 6 came back off. I'm still down 25.
I love it.
Feeling great. It's almost been a year now for me, Goo.
Yeah, and I told you your face looked like you had work done, but for the better. And Willard, I told you, I don't know if you didn't. Now, Dibs is not that vain. Yeah. He wouldn't do that. Dibs OG.
Shout out
to
Botox.
But I will tell you, do you guys know I play hoop at 5 a.m. on Fridays?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Okay, so I get up and do that.
I'm not surprised.
I'm moving faster, and I'm moving quicker, and it's because of Abundant Life Weight Loss, and I'm ready.
How come you don't take videos of those shots and put those all over the internet and try to shame the people you score on for a year and a half?
If I could film myself.
I'm just saying.
Where you put it in his eyes.
Just saying.
That thing went viral.
I'm more like tell somebody that you're actually playing a game. Well, tell someone. Be like, stop me or else I'm going to put it on social media for a year.
You know what?
I would have played a little harder.
We're going to get to this John Lynch sound, but can I just tell you what happened to me yesterday? I'm officially my age. I always say my hair is younger than my actual birth certificate.
Do you want to put that number out there? Or the age?
Call me 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson. We'll leave it there.
Are you 51, though?
No, I said 50.
Because
I feel like I don't want to tell people. I'm 50. But I went to the gym yesterday, Willard. Man. I went to the gym yesterday.
Keep going.
Damn it. And I went in there.
Yes.
I went in there with jeans. And I worked out.
In the gym?
Yeah, because I knew if I went home, I wasn't coming back out. And I went and got my lift on, stayed about a good 40 minutes, did 4 exercises.
You were that guy?
I was the OG.
No,
And nobody, they look like he got some arms, but.
Did you go shirtless?
No.
In jeans?
I had my cowboy. When I wore to work, I had the cowboy polo on.
Yeah.
But I looked at everybody looking at me like, this dude.
Yeah.
But I did it.
They talked about you at the dinner table. For
no
sure
doubt.
They did. I had a buddy.
I'm OG
he
for
listens,
real.
He listens to the show. Craig, if you're listening to the show, we used to run hoop. We used to run 5-on-5 when it was easy to do
okay.
when you were in middle school and
all
high
right.
school. You could just get 10 friends to come over like that.
Yeah.
And you just go run. And the dude was always wearing loafers.
Oh,
like
man.
He's wearing, or like those boat shoes or whatever. I'm like, what are you doing right now? Like, why are we're at the park. You're a kid. We're playing ball. You have boat shoes on.
Oh, man.
What's happening right now? So you were that guy yesterday.
I was proud, too.
And I've learned to never judge anyone based on that because there's a guy in Marin who is a legend. His name is Buck Chavez.
Wow.
Bucky Chavez.
Strong name.
He's probably 60 now. He's maybe the greatest player in Marin County history. He played D1. He played at the Pro-Am. And he would show up to play pickup in his pajamas.
Oh,
and
that hurts.
Well, everybody wears their pajamas now.
Well,
like, the entire high school is filled with pajamas.
He would shuffle out there fresh out of bed in his PJs, 6'4", buck 71.
And could play.
Dude, he would put it on you. If you ever...
I'm going to put it on you.
Seriously, Buck Chavez, his older brother Eddie Joe, another legend. Eddie Joe actually played for Panama against the Dream Team.
Oh, come on, dude.
Eddie Joe hit 3 straight threes to open the game, and then... The next trip down, Panama was up like 14-9. Michael Jordan picked him up at 3-quarter court.
And that's where you
night,
know.
Night.
Yeah, that's where you know.
And he
problem.
Finished with 9 points.
And he might have had 11.
Okay.
But USA
Garbage
won
time.
By 50-something.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was one of those things where the U.S. came out and they were gravy training it, and Eddie Joe went wop, wop, wop. You know, shout out Kendrick.
And I look at
hit him
you.
With a 3-piece.
And we're going to get to this sound, but
anyway.
The last thing about my full court days, dude, take your wedding ring off, guys. Don't wear a watch or a ring on the court because it might cut me.
Oh, yeah.
I play physical.
No, dangerous.
Take your jewels
I
off. And the dude, we almost got into it. And he just throws his.
No, wedding ring doesn't come off.
Willard.
When I've had one, it doesn't come
you
off.
You get a technical if you played in the league.
No, a ring? That's different. A chain, we're talking. I got you.
A watch.
A bracelet.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
A watch coming off.
They can be a weapon.
Well, yeah, if you play like an idiot.
I go hard.
I'm not clubbing people with an open left hand. Like, what are we doing? No, the ring doesn't
we
come off.
We play hard, don't we?
More dangerous than a ring is fingernails.
Ooh,
so if you really want to do it, like, let's do a nail check.
No,
because
I hate that.
You're going to, you know, straight up gouge somebody.
Gotcha.
But I make the CYO kids take their watch off. And, you know, I'll say little Timmy, but this is little Logan.
I love it.
Little Logan lives in Tiburon, and he's got his brand new Apple Watch because he's 8 years old.
I love it.
Sorry, Logie, you don't get to get your steps today. Take that ass off.
I love it.
What if he shows up with a wedding ring? Then what do you say?
I say, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's aggressive.
Show me the hair on your chest.
Seriously.
I'm going to give you two categories because you guys got 4 hours. Debo or Lynch? Because I'm a guy, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
What do you mean?
I'm going to play some sound.
I still think
Tupac is alive. I don't, but I just, it's fresh that I feel, you know what? He's not with us anymore. But I want your thoughts, you two smart men, on Lynch's comments about the Purdy contract.
Okay, the Purdy one or the Debo?
The Purdy one.
Okay,
I want to go
it.
Purdy first.
Let's play
okay.
it. Play it.
John Lynch on Brock Purdy.
Let's play the end.
It's not working,
it's like
Randy.
My old Cadillac, 78 Seville.
I'm hitting the button. It's not doing anything. It's dead.
Oh, boy.
The computer needs a reboot.
Mark Steinmetz joining us here.
No, look at
touch it.
KC Johnson, you heard him.
And that's a coffee spill.
Well, hey.
Not my coffee.
No,
can Randy play it from back there?
Yeah, the whole thing's not working.
Right. Which one do you want, Brock?
The Brock one that we reacted to.
We have started negotiations. We're talking.
Listen to this.
I won't go into negotiations, like always is our stance. I want Brock to be our quarterback as long as we're here and beyond, and we'll leave it at that. I think the final thing, there's no guarantees that we get something done, but my experience has been when both sides are motivated, there's ample opportunity to do so, and we've been able to do that.
Willer, why throw in the no guarantees we'll get something done?
I have a thought on that.
I can't wait.
The 49ers are tired of getting their butt kicked every summer.
That's why I ran by Granny.
Yeah. I really think that they are probably pretty bothered, and thank you, Dibs. Let's flash forward to Friday. What's bugging me, which is people who leave their crappy drinks sitting around the table when it's not their turn anymore. Anyway, moving on.
Two more days.
Yeah, yeah. The Niners,
so they care what the public opinion is.
Well, it's not just do they care what the public opinion is. I think that they care about how we go into negotiations. Like, they're literally sitting here going, like, oh, it's inevitable. He's going to get $60 million. Got to pay him whatever he wants. And I think at a certain point, proud people, what? And the 49ers are that, and they don't like losing deals. Parag Marate teaches a class at Stanford, the art of negotiation. He does not like this idea that's out there that the Niners keep getting their butt kicked
wow.
every summer.
I just asked Grandy, do you think they care?
I don't.
Your answer is yes.
Absolutely. And not because of public perception, just because, thank you, Dibs, just because, like, that's not the way they want it to go. They're not going to just be happy rolling over and giving the players what they want. So I'm not foreseeing any issue here, but he drops that in there because I think they do want to let Brock know and everybody
wow.
know.
His representation.
We're not just here to give you whatever. Everybody come to the Niners. We're giving B-plus receivers $30 million. And we're giving B-plus quarterbacks 62.
Well,
they don't want to be that team.
They did the first one.
I know.
And
they regret it.
And
let me say that right now.
Go ahead. We all know.
The 49ers regret signing Brandon Ayuk to the contract he signed.
There's no doubt. I don't believe that.
Right. And, you know, you gave a 36-year-old tackle a restructure. And I know he went through personal tragedy. Yeah. So I don't want to judge that because I can't imagine what he went through. But you gave McCaffrey a restructure after, you know, 12 minutes of him saying, hey, what do you guys think? Done. Let's do that. So I do think that they have to kind of change what they do. And
Bosa didn't have the best year after he got his. I'm just
right,
saying.
And he got his late, and he came in late. So I do think that a lot of this is, like what John said today, it becomes a Parag Marate issue. And I know he doesn't do all the negotiating anymore. It's a full front office. But your approach as a front office has to be a little bit different, where you can't just play super hardball and then cave to Ayuk, and you can't play super softball and give Brock Purdy $65 million. You have to find that middle ground where you want your quarterback done early. And, you know, what they said about Debo, I think, and I don't know if you guys played it. I was
we're going to play.
I was doing housekeeping here. I live with a 2.5-year-old, and so there's a spill, you got to get to it early. And so that was my instinct here. But
no, you did good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did.
I even got the sanitizer in here, so there's going to be, you know, leave no trace. But the idea about Brock Purdy, yeah, they don't want to just like, hey, $70 million a year, you're our guy. But at the same time, you do have to find that middle ground where Brock feels good and the team has a deal that they can work with and it's done early. We don't want this thing dragging past March 31st.
But go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
You guys are making all, I agree with every point about the past contracts, but I tell my kids this. So it's about value and it's about what you have to replace Brock Purdy. And I believe, you know, that goes under the Brock Purdy column because they don't want to replace you for one. They have nothing to replace you with for two. And three, I feel like, Willard, I'm stunned because York said what he said when he said it, that he's going to reset the market or we're prepared. But are the Niners going to play hardball and go nine innings with Brock Purdy because of the clicks and what it looks like about them getting took behind the shed in regard to these past contracts? Because if Brock is asking for 50, are they not going to want to give him 50 because of what it's going to look like?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, they're giving him 50.
Okay.
Yep. Brock, 50
that
is
was,
like,
okay.
50 is a, there are 12 quarterbacks making more than 50.
If we've talked about 50
to me, that's a, That's a fait accompli. But my answer to your question is no. I don't think they're going to go 12 rounds. I don't think that this comment suddenly means that there's a problem. I think that the 49ers are probably just tired of the way the last 2 years have sounded. Nick Bosa kicked their butt. He kicked their butt. And then Brandon Ayuk's situation last year, you could argue which direction it went. But in the end, he got more than what he would have taken earlier in the offseason.
Right.
And got hurt, and more importantly, it screwed up the whole year. Like, the vibe was terrible,
okay, all right,
and it screwed everything up.
That was a part of it. There was more to the year being screwed up than just that.
Of course, yeah. But that set the whole thing off on a really, really bad foot. And so I just feel like that front office, the little that I know of them, they do not like the way this all sounds and is going, to where it's like, we're here, A, losing our butts in negotiations, B, making decisions that are not ending up looking sustainable. So he throws that comment in there almost to be like, look, we're not just here to be under a cement
and lay down.
Like, that's not, like, this is a negotiation.
All right.
Because in some ways, doesn't it feel like at times it's not, it's kind of like Steph Curry asking for a new deal. I already know what the total's going to be. Whatever the max is, that's what you get.
That's what I was going to throw back at you.
This is a negotiation.
But you say they got their butts kicked by Bosa, but what if I tell both of you it shouldn't have been a fight? Like, he was worth what you gave him to me.
He
was trending and tracking that way, so he was their Steph Curry. There shouldn't have been a fight.
There shouldn't have been. And that's where I think about the Warriors and how many times they've lost games late, like clutch games, and it's kind of like the Niners where you're losing a lot of these games late. And Ayuk, you had that game won in the first half. You were up 21 at the half, meaning if you would have signed him for what he was asking for then, it would have been less than what you ended up paying him in late August. And so I do think that's part of the Brock Purdy conversation. And, you know, you look at Jordan Love, 4 years and 220, $55 million average annual.
First year.
$100 million guaranteed at signing. So is that like the neighborhood you want to be in, or is that the starting point for Brock?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Steiny, I hope you're having a good trip.
He landed.
Yeah.
I'm worried about flying right now. Just me.
And I heard that earlier. Yeah. And
I'm being real.
Yeah, you're much more at risk crossing the street, driving your car, or eating a hamburger. Those things are all more risky than flying in a plane.
But like, you know what I mean, though. Here recently, we seen almost the other day in Chicago, it landed and it almost like that never happened before.
It always happened.
I feel you. Hold. The hamburger thing. What? Well, I always know that you're riskier getting in a car than a plane, but a burger?
Well,
what are you talking about?
Red meat is not necessarily the most healthy thing for you.
Opinion.
And well, it's a fact, like in terms of cholesterol and
but you know, there are pluses and minuses.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And I just kind of threw that in for a comedic
I just want to make sure.
Comedy relief.
You stated it like it was a fact.
Right, I like hamburger.
Very much stated like it was a fact. I was like, wait a minute.
What I'm telling you is that
once a week,
if you want to do the math on flights, and this would include the flights that I used to take when I worked for KCBS, All News 74.
When it was smooth,
traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. I was up there in a Cessna, and I flew for 5 years in a single engine propeller Cessna. If you want to talk about all the flights and then you want to do all the accidents, it is a minuscule, it's a crepuscule amount of accidents that actually happen.
But will you sit on my couch and say, Goo, I know what you're talking about here in the last month and a half. It seems like there's been some stuff.
Of course, and the other mental side, whether the math fits with it or not, here's the bottom line. If something happens with a burger or your car, you got a pretty good chance of surviving. Something happens in a plane, you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we're seeing stuff like, I get the old days, but stuff's been happening with the birds.
Well, and I would say that stuff's been happening, and I'm going to give you a Bobby Fitz and say, stay off of Twitter.
These are videos, Bob.
Right, social media.
On Twitter.
But if you want to go back 30 and 40 years, these might have happened a little bit more infrequently because now we do have more planes, and you know what has happened to the FAA based on our current government.
Yes.
I won't go there, but we've de-emphasized the FAA. And so, yeah, there are certain things that are a little bit riskier, but, I mean, these things happen, and, like, near misses happen all the time. All the time. That's all. My advice to you would be Don't worry about it.
I got you, Goo. I got you.
But he knew what I was talking. Yes. That's why I appreciate it.
I'm flying twice in March, so maybe
Oh, we got some flights on the docket this year.
I'm going to Vegas here.
Dude, I'm jealous, man.
Do you know
I'm envious, not jealous.
3 weeks from today.
I saw someone say this, and this is what you can do. I would still take your flight.
Okay.
But I saw someone said, we have arrived back at it's okay to applaud when the plane lands, Ville.
That is...
So
that's
when you land, just
nope.
Give the crew a little round of applause on your way down.
Yeah. Well, wow. and I know that the seatbelt is there for turbulence, but in general, like
when you take that
seatbelt, it's like, oh yeah, man, let's make sure everybody's seatbelted because if this thing happens to. I had a gripe about that.
Like, miss me with putting it on. Yeah.
Like, do you want your dead body to be in a belt, in a chair, or out of a belt and out of a chair?
I'm the one person that crashed and said, I had my belt on, I survived.
And the seatbelt is there for, like, the major turbulence where you might happen to get thrown in the air, like, oh, I hit my head on the ceiling or whatever. But, yeah, if the plane breaks apart at 28,000 feet and you're belted, well, it's still going to be a classic Steph Curry up 8 in the final minute.
Do you guys have a problem with me? I'm transitioning to Debo.
I got all kinds of problems with you.
No,
but listen, I didn't like how Debo handled his business this year. I thought he ran from accountability. The tweet saying, the reason I'm not getting the ball, that was bullpucky. Mm. And I think I liken him to a running back. The carries have caught up with him. But I cannot look at you, Willard, and say this dude was not their offense and had great moments here and should have a ring. But I am disappointed if this relationship is coming to an end.
It is.
On how it ended and the whole thing with Pepper.
Well,
you know,
that's
fair. Come on, take some accountability.
Should we play it, Grandy? Can we play the lynch on Debo? Since I think my thing is still broken, I'll try it again here.
We're on good terms with Debo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that. Don't like seeing great players, and he is a great player. He's, you know, I think often one of my favorite draft picks in my time. You see, this guy's just he makes plays, and he makes game-changing plays, and, you know, everything's good, you know, but I think at some point time happens, and he asked for that. We don't always, you know, there's contracts and things, but, you know, it probably makes sense, so we're at least allowing him to look, and we're having conversations. We'll see where that goes.
I tell you what, just my read on it, I find this so fascinating because I think that there are a lot of 49er fans I hear that are processing this like any other trade request. Similar to the Myles Garrett one, for instance. And I'm like, it could not be more different. The 49ers, in my view, are allowing Debo to save face by presenting it to the public repeatedly as they are. Debo has requested a trade, so we're going to honor it. Why do you think they're going to honor it? Because he requested a trade 2.5 years ago, and they didn't honor it. Because 2.5 years ago, they still wanted him to play football for their team. And now they don't. My read on this situation is that they asked him to take a pay cut. He said no. They said, well, then we're going to have to do something different. And he said, well, you could trade me. And they said, oh, we'll honor your request. The 49, you can even hear it at the end of his quote. He just sat there and said, time happens. That has nothing to do with a trade request. That tells you that the 49ers feel the same way you do, Goo.
Wow.
They didn't like what they saw from him this year. And so if they're wholly willing to move on, this is not because Debo's requesting it and they like him, so they're going to, like, okay.
I got it, man.
No, they are as motivated as he is to move on. My view.
And not give him that $15 million, I believe, comes due.
Right.
I forget the date Grandy just told me. But, man.
I believe it's March 21st.
Okay. All right.
So, if they release him before that, then
you get nothing for him?
No. Your dead cap is $31 million, but you do have a savings of the $15.2 million, which is the bonus. So, and basically, that dead cap goes right away. If you do it a pre-June 1st designated release. If you trade him before June 1st, the dead cap is the same and the savings is the same. If you designate it for a post-June 1st release or trade, the cap hit gets spread over 2 years. So,
but if I'm another team, why would I want to do that with, and give them the exercise at 15? I'd be like, I can just wait till you guys cut them.
Right. That's, or, I mean, you can probably, like, designate the trade to be after the bonus. Or you can, you know, if they release him after or before March 21st, then any team can pick him up and that bonus doesn't come true.
The only reason you'd be motivated to trade anything to the 49ers to get him is so that you don't have to compete for him on the open market. Yep. So that's the risk.
If you think
That's how I read it. The Niners right now are putting this out there repeatedly because they would like offers to come in. If one makes sense for them, based on everything with the money and all of that stuff, if one makes sense for them, they'll do it. Why would anyone offer them anything when he's going to be released?
Wow.
They don't want to have to battle other suitors for him. That would be the only reason. But you're not looking at a special draft pick.
And, at all. It's a day three pick, for sure. It's a day three.
That Sunday night in Buffalo against the Bills, that Sunday night when he had the kickoff return, I said, he was back there because they were like, if you get hurt, we'll be fine. That's how I looked at it, because you treat your receivers like fine china. But there's no way for him to get the ball. But he got the ball, and he looked like the old Debo. And I'm thinking to myself, is he done like I thought? Or why on kickoff returns, when he can get that engine going, he's a problem? And we had a caller last week that said if he got with the likes of a Lamar Jackson or a running quarterback that runs more than Purdy, where you could kind of dupe him, and Debo could have the ball, then he could go be what we see on kickoff returns. I'm like, okay, I could see that. But I really – am I being overzealous in thinking that we've seen the best of him?
I think he can still play. I don't think that's what this is about. I think he can still play. I don't know if he can quite play the way he played before, but this is, like always, it's boring, but this is about dollars and cents. The 49ers have now got, next year, literally north of $50 million put into two receivers who they're not going to get anything out of.
Oh.
And so with Brandon Ayuk not being ready at the start of the season and expensive and regretful, now you also have Debo's contract, and you need to add more to your wide receiver room if you kept them both.
We talked about it, Grandy.
So that's a problem. So that's why I think they went to him and said, we've got to pay you less. And Debo, super proud.
There we go, man.
They did it to Juice last year. Don't act like they won't do it to their favorites. And he said yes. Debo said no. And by the way,
Juice doesn't have the same, pun intended,
juice
because there's only eight teams that have a fullback.
And I think
that he's older.
Right. It's all what you value. Do you want to stay with Kyle Shanahan and this group or not? And, you know, Debo, who already was squawking about opportunities and this, that, the other, obviously thinks there's more out there for him, so he's not going to take less. So it's time for a parting.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah, and I will point this out with Debo, and like a lot of us, I think, sometimes forget that he had pneumonia, and pneumonia having...
Oh, when I was mad at him for being on the sideline.
Right, it's gone through my house now for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and neither my wife nor my daughter is an NFL receiver. Spoiler alert, but Debo's numbers after he had pneumonia weren't great for a while because it takes time to get through that. But
I've heard
after the pneumonia, he averaged 3 catches a game, 3 and change. He had 2 touchdowns over the final 9 games, and he averaged 3.7 yards per carry. So he wasn't the same. They weren't the same. So you get to this point, and it's like, it's time to move on.
Because you would be overpaying them at this point. And I'll ask you this. Did they do a San Francisco Giant contract when they re-upped him a couple years ago, paid him for what he had done because he was everything and some? And I feel like if we put the rat on the table, brought to you by Atco, he kind of didn't live up to this contract.
Well, I mean, all the 49ers deals allow for this. When you get to the end, they can get out of it if they want.
All right.
That's a good NFL franchise, that's what's at the back of a deal. Same thing will happen for Brock Purdy, by the way. Whatever that number is that we're all focused on,
there's no number that's going to floor me for Brock.
Let's say it's a 4-year extension or whatever. Then 2 to 3 years from now, they're not even going to get out of it if they don't like what's going on.
They just have so many question marks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they have as many.
But like the receiver one, because of IU.
They have a long to-do list.
They
got a very, very long to-do list.
Well, and Ayuk is definitely a question mark because now he's hurt. And you gave him such big money that I do think that's what made Debo Samuel expendable. And we talked about this last year about this time. Like, you know, you're not going to pay two wide receivers this kind of money, and we all thought that it would be, you know, is it Debo and not Brandon? You know,
did.
Pittsburgh, Filippone said Pittsburgh's at the goal line. They're going to keep Debo and trade Ayuk. And, well, you signed Ayuk and you kept Debo, and it felt like, okay, this is the year. And then you go 6-11, and Ayuk tears his ACL and his MCL, and Debo's got pneumonia and has a down year. And now you look at it, and it might not be either one of them.
I'm going to walk to the caddy, and I want this answer from both of you
because
I missed hair appointment. Not that I get a perm, it's natural.
But J.J. Watt once said there's no confidence like fresh cut confidence. J.J. Watt.
I said I want to do a documentary when women and men get their hair done. That first 40 seconds of how you just feel brand new.
You're a foot above the ground. But anyway, you're about to ask a question. Go ahead.
Is Drake Greenlaw a nine or not?
I'm feeling 60% no. I hope so.
Oh, I'm 70% yes.
To see, and
John Lynch.
You need him.
By the way, if you're listening to us right now, John Lynch, you're going to hear everybody do the Purdy and the Debo and the Debo and the Purdy.
He
addressed all kinds of stuff. Yes, including Dre Greenlaw. And we will have all.
Oh, okay. I didn't
hear
that.
We will play the pertinent stuff all together. To let you just soak it all in 10 minutes.
All right,
okay,
there
we'll play
go.
All that.
When's Bogut?
Bogut is in exactly an hour.
All right.
Andrew Bogut at 3:15. And then other than that, we'll be taking your calls and we'll be
and
talking.
And Bogut was not at the shindig last night.
Because he lives in Australia.
I got down under, as Evan told me.
Yeah. It is already Thursday where Andrew is. And I'm very excited to call him and find out what happens.
Yeah, how is it?
I'm going to ask him if I should lay some money on the Bulls tonight.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. All right. And where are we going to do all that, Drew?
95.7 The Game.
There you go.